This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Beth Walker. Beth is the CEO and president of Ochsner Baptist. I'll make sure I have that correct. We're going to talk today really about two things. Beth has had a remarkable leadership career. We're going to talk about, one, her advice for leaders, what advice she would give other emerging leaders and leaders, and two, what she's seeing with COVID-19 and more. Beth, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity, Scott. This is Beth Walker. I am the CEO at Ochsner Baptist, which is a campus of Ochsner Health located here in the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.
And Ochsner itself as a whole is built into this incredible regional system, one of the great ones in the country. Talk for a moment about advice, three to four pieces of advice that you would give to emerging leaders. And then I'll ask you, is there any difference in advice for women versus men?
Sure. I've been thinking a lot about advice for leaders specifically in these current times of crisis or chaos or whatever you want to call this year. We call 2020. But I think the advice that I have is relevant to a lot of situations. And the first one I think about is choose not to be a victim. Think about what you can control and focus on that. I think people are desperately looking right now for certainty, which is one of the hardest things for anyone to find or to give right now. But focus on what you can offer. And I would say, you know, find the opportunity in this craziness. So we've been given a chance to do some things differently. We all want to adapt to the adversity, but can we actually grow from it? Can we learn from it and become better for it? I'm a big believer that life is all about choice. Every day we make choices about our actions, about our attitude, our purpose. Consciously making those choices each day is critical. I mean, I think this is when you hear about the growth mindset. To me, that's the conscious choices we make each day versus simply going through the motions. So choose not to be a victim and find a way to sort of embrace the opportunity. The second piece of advice I would have or I would give is to have the courage to act and to communicate. I would say that courage may just be my personal word of the year. Finding ways to act and to move forward and not to be paralyzed by the fear or indecision. You know, even if you have to readjust or pivot, it's okay, but we got to find a way to move forward. So be confident in those decisions, yet flexible and humble enough to readjust when needed. I think the one thing I've realized more than ever is in a crisis situation, people truly want to be led, and communication is key to that. So, you know, sharing what you're going to do, share what you're doing, share what has been done is so critical. And I think we all know, and probably all of us have learned the hard way, that in the absence of information, people will fill in the blanks and create their own story. But our opportunity as leaders is to control the narrative.
Take a moment on that issue. You said something that I think is critically important and so important for leaders. This is the concept that at the end of the day, people really don't want anarchy. It might sound good, they could do whatever they want, but at the end of the day, people really thrive under structure and direction. Mm-hmm. And sort of at the end of the day, most people want to have leadership. They need a leader. When they've got to respect and like that leader, but they need leadership. Comment on that a little bit further.
Yeah, I think that's that became, you know, more relevant than ever in my world and my leadership here at Ochsner Baptist. And it was interesting to me, even the questions that people would begin to ask me as the CEO, you know, as if I would have the knowledge or the ability to predict sort of what the future held or what the world was going to look like related to this virus. But people wanted to feel that someone, I think, had some level of knowledge or control to move forward. And so finding a way to be open and honest with people, answer the questions that you can, you know, not fib your way through the ones you can't, but giving them the certainty along the way, I think help them to show up to work each day, to feel like they were, despite the challenges, despite the stress, that they were, there was a way out of this. And I think that probably gets back to, you know, another piece of advice I would have for leaders is about being being optimistic and being hopeful. I mean, I think people want to see a brighter future. They want to believe that better days are ahead. And so I think being honest and transparent, but doing so with hope and encouragement, is extremely important. And at the end of the day, I believe that who we are is how we lead. And so, you know, role modeling that from the top, showing up to work each day. I mean, to me, it was extremely important how I showed up each and every day, which took some discipline. Obviously, you know, some days are harder than others, and it was easier to show up for the team on certain days than others. But I knew that that was extremely important, that how I led, how I carried myself, how I shared the messages was going to affect how my team was going to perform and how they would feel they could bring their best selves to work each day.
And that kind of daily discipline is probably more important in a time of crisis than any time else, that you show up every day and you're a stabilizing force. Of course, you don't have all the answers, but you don't have all the answers, but you show up and look the part, feel the part, and it inspires confidence.
Absolutely. And I think you could see other people start to feel that too. And just seeing how leaders would sort of rise to the occasion in different departments, in different parts of the hospital, with different roles. I think everybody wanted to find a way to be relevant, to feel like they were contributing to this larger purpose. And I think that was, you know, an extremely important, I guess, environment to cultivate here.
And talk a little bit more about how you feel about how your team has responded to leadership and responded over this period of time.
They've been amazing. They really have. I've never been more proud of the team here at Ochsner Baptist. I've only been in the role for about a year and a half, but I can't imagine a better group to go through this with. You know, and I'm sure a lot of leaders say that as well, but I truly believe this is one of the most compassionate groups of individuals that really, you know, bring what they can to work each and every day. You know, we ask for help, we help one another. They support, you know, each other and the, you know, not just within their department from department to department. And I think the most important thing is they showed up for the patients and they showed up for the families, and they knew, you know, they might be fighting their own battle at home with challenges with, you know, family health or, you know, a spouse's position or this or that, but yet they showed up and knew every day they had a role to play here and they had to be here for the patients and for the purpose that we serve here.
And let me follow up on the next part of the discussion on COVID-19. And I'll ask you the question, of course, that's unanswerable, but would love to get your perspective and see if you have any thoughts on it. So we've been through throughout the country different waves of COVID. And in some ways, the country seems increasingly resilient because we've been through waves. And, you know, obviously we've had some horrible fatalities, but a lot of people have survived and the world was still standing in a lot of ways for the great, 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 you know, percentage of people. And very sad that some have died, certainly. Mm-hmm. Is the next wave the perspective that we've been through it, we can manage it, we can work through this, we're going to keep the hospital cranking and humming, COVID plus doing everything else? Or do you worry that the next wave is like being in the ocean and, oh my, that might be a much worse wave and this could be really challenging? What's your perspective as a leader on this today? And I know there's a lot of uncertainty around it.
Sure. Yeah, it's a great question. And obviously I don't know exactly what the future holds, but I think my nature as a human and as a leader is to be a bit more optimistic. I know that we have learned a ton about this virus. We still have, I mean, probably every time we learn something, we also have a new question to ask. But we obviously have learned a lot about how to treat people, how to approach this in different ways. I think we've learned a lot more about community spread, how to be more proactive with things. You know, Ochsner is doing a lot to partner in the local community and with local and state government in terms of how we offer additional community testing and how we partner with businesses to be able to reopen more safely and things like that. But, you know, I really believe that we are positioned well here for what may come to us. I obviously hope that it will not be, as you said, the, you know, lost in the ocean. But I think we'll be prepared for it. I mean, I think we obviously want to be on top of it. And I do worry a little bit that people are starting to let their guard down a little. I think the patience with the virus is wearing thin for a lot of individuals. But I think, you know, we have to figure out a way to continue to live our lives, but in a smart way that helps us all get through this too.
No, we think that's great advice. I mean, you're fortunate to be in a warmer climate at least. And I only say that because where you talk about people losing their patience, in the north where we happen to be, people are ready to go back inside the restaurants to eat and so forth because they don't know what they're going to do this winter. And it's very daunting to not be able to social distance and have to be inside. And so it's very daunting. But I think like you, we all hope that these are just different waves, hopefully small and smaller waves versus huge waves. We are concerned as the case count upticks, but hope that it will, you know, balance out. And these will be waves and surges, but not like the big one in the ocean that we all worry about. But exactly. What a fascinating and scary time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Beth, I want to thank you for joining us. Your leadership is inspirational. Your advice is magnificent. And the optimism and the cautious optimism about the future is so important to us, as you say, as human beings, as leaders, as everything. And we're just so thrilled to have you on again with us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, Beth. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.